Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. You guys, stop messing with me. I'm a little hungover this morning. I'm incredibly tired, and you guys wrote that I'm from Phoenix, Alaska. And you almost got me to say it today. I'm from Phoenix, Alaska, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 15th, episode 789, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yes, I am a little tired. The baby woke up at about 4 in the morning and was just like, okay, good morning, I'm up. I'm like, no, it's not good morning time. It's go back to sleep time. He's like, no, pretty sure I'm awake now. So I got back to sleep around 5:45 and my alarm went off at 6. So yay, me. I'm a little out of it, Glenn. Thank you very much.
That's when I went back after our pre-show meeting when you said that. That's when I went back in and changed it. So.
Oh, you're hilarious. For those who don't know, we read these little things on our show notes, and that's how I keep track of what day it is, what episode it is, and sometimes Glenn just likes to type random stuff to mess with me because I just read what I see in front of me, and you almost got, this is the closest you've come to getting me.
And she usually doesn't really wake up until about halfway through the show. When the song starts, Jamie's just starting to come alive.
Yes. So, so we got a while. but I will tell you, due to the inspiration of our Wednesday show, I did go out and purchase 5-second rule from, I actually got it off Amazon. I bought the game because I thought that it would be a great Christmas gift for my brother. He's not listening, so I'm not spoiling anything. I got him to get him that for Christmas because he loves to play drinking games. And so I thought this is going to be the best
drinking game. That would be a good drinking game.
Right?
Really? Yeah.
However, it is really, really hard. Like, I mean, if you have one drink, it's hard enough sober. But I can't imagine being like playing a drinking game without you being hammered in like 5 minutes because you can't do it. It's so difficult. So I feel for our listeners that have to do the 5-second questions because it's
hard.
And
I have to time it, but I think my little sound effect is more like 10 seconds and not 5. So we've been giving them a little bit of a break there too.
Well, they deserve it. They're calling in trying to, you know, potentially humiliate themselves. So I get it. I get it. Give them time.
I have to buy that game. I think it looked like fun. It really did.
It is. There's not much to it. It's just the questions and then the little timer thingy, and it was really fun. I thought you had played it. I played it by myself yesterday since Chad's night flying, so maybe I can get him to play a game with me tonight. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, in our We Knew Them Before They Were Famous segment, the owners of Breeders' Cup champion Mucho Macho Man, Dean and Patty Reeves, will be joining us, and we've got some great listener-submitted questions for Patty and Dean. And, of course, Really Bad Ads rears its ugly mug to provide the opening laugh track for the weekend. And you're going to need it because today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. And what made me think that this would be really fun is, do you have a or have you ever had, Jamie, a refrigerator in your tack room or feed room?
No, I'd really like one, but I could see where that might get a little fuzzy. Like, literally fuzzy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have one in our lounge for the boarders and stuff, and it's amazing how long teenagers will leave stuff in a refrigerator.
You don't have to be a teenager. You can go look at my refrigerator right now. Same thing.
Hey, before we get on to the Daily Winnies, I wanted to say that if you have a question that you would like us to ask the Reeves, the owners of Mucho Macho Man, when they're here.
I have one.
Okay. Yeah, I hope you do. You're leading the interview. but if any of our listeners do, then they can go to our Facebook page. We have a place there. We ask, do you have any questions? Please post it in there, and we'll try and get to as many as we can when they're on the show today. We're very excited to have them back, and I just think it's going to be a fun time, and God, they have to be excited. So let's do our Daily Winnies. Well, my Daily Winnie is for all of our fellow listeners out there who are Big Bang Theory fans, and I know it's about 95% of you. We've already determined that, and then we're going to just forget about the other 5% like Jamie. And this goes out to Kaylee Cuoco, who just got engaged. She's now engaged to a professional tennis player named Ryan Sweeting, I think it is. They got engaged in September. Well, she was on the Late Show with Craig Ferguson, which is Jennifer and I's favorite late show. And she said she's been planning her wedding for about 27 years, so she's really got it planned out in her head. She says, as for what the ceremony will be, Kaylee says she would like to ride one of her horses down the aisle. While that seems easy enough, her cake ideas are a bit strange. I'm obsessed with my dogs, and I really want to have the cake in the shape of their heads. Unfortunately, she doesn't think a cake the size of her three dogs will feed all the guests in attendance, so she's also considering working her horses into the cake design as well. So I think you could say that Kaylee is a true animal lover and on the verge of being a dog collector, apparently. So
I got to say, the more I hear about her, the more I like her. She is just so cool. She is, you know, seeing her on The Voice, cheering on her sister, she's really cool, and to see all the pictures of her riding her horses, I think she and I could be friends, except for that god-awful television show she's on.
You gotta watch the show. Hey, speaking of which, is her sister still on, or did she get booted?
Yeah, she didn't make it very far.
She didn't make it? Okay.
Sorry.
She tried.
I was cheering for her.
She tried. All right, your turn.
My Daily Winnie goes out to Buster. Poor, poor little Buster. Buster is. Buster was standing outside at a bus stop, and he was patiently waiting for the bus. Sadly, Buster is a Shetland Pony Stallion. So the fact that he was waiting for the bus should not have been. He was actually abandoned, tied to a bus stop sign in England, and he was just patiently standing there waiting for the bus. Well,
did he have bus money? Just curious.
No word on whether he had exact change. But this small, gray, little Shetland Pony Stallion is so stinking cute. And I guess he was abandoned and being tormented by children when the rescue or the public transport people arrived. He was taken to the welfare department in England, and he is now part of the Horse World staff. They do hope to rehome him, but sadly, Buster was unable to be rehomed in his current state, so they did geld him. Boom! They castrated him. They're like, you're tied here? you're coming to us? Yeah, you don't get those. So they yelled at him. They took him to the rescue. And poor little thing, they said he's about 20, 25 years old. He's missing all his front teeth. Like, he is a disaster. But he's so stinking cute. I want to post his picture on our Facebook page. Jen, can you do that top picture there with him next to the bus? Oh, he's so adorable. But he will be adopted out shortly.
He does look like he was taken care of. I mean, obviously he's fat. He looks like a white Thelwell pony. It's obviously fat and well-groomed. I mean, his mane looks beautiful. I can't see his face with all the forelock. It's funny.
I know. He totally does. Well, you know what? You've got to be there's a special place in hell for somebody who can starve a Shetland pony.
That's true.
You got to really work hard to starve a Shetland pony.
That is true.
So, yeah, he doesn't look starved.
Well, I got to ask you, have you seen on Facebook, and I want to know who started this because I'm just now figuring it out, and I'm kind of actually enjoying it in a way because it seems like everybody on Facebook is playing a game, and I don't know if it has a name. It's a Facebook Secrets Numbers game. And what happens is if you see somebody posting on Facebook, I don't know if you've seen any of these, where they list out a bunch of things that nobody knows about them, sort of what we do on the show every day. So, you know, they list out, you know, I'm afraid. Well, one yesterday was afraid of bridges, which I could relate to. And then they pick a number or they're assigned. If you respond to that person assigns you a number like 5 or 6. And then you have to write out 5 or 6 secrets that you have. And then people that respond to you, you give them a number 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's how many secrets they have to give up. And this has been, I tell you, I must have seen 100 people that I'm friends with on Facebook posting these yesterday. And I'm finding myself reading every one. And then I got to thinking, well, I'm not going to respond to any of these because pretty much what would I tell that we haven't already told on the show? You and I pretty much are out there.
I don't think I have any secrets. I'm trying to think. First of all, thank you for explaining to me. It's like I was in high school again, and I'm the one person who doesn't know the joke that's going on at the lunch table, you know?
I felt that way, too.
And everybody's talking about me, and I have no clue. So first of all, thank you for explaining it. Yeah, second of all, I'm trying to think of a secret that I have. Can you think of one secret that nobody that listens to this show knows about?
Well, not that I would want to tell.
That's the whole point, Glenn.
Well, people know about my weird things, like I have a bridge phobia and, you know, all that stuff. I was surprised how many people, and Jennifer, you're not alone in this, how many people are claustrophobic. There were a bunch of that. There seemed to be certain trends about what people would talk about. So, you know, but you, I mean, you're the open person I've ever met. So I don't know what you would put down. There's probably some things that you haven't talked about from your years in DJing in Atlanta. But then again, most of those you wouldn't want to talk about. So.
Yeah. I was trying to think something that I could share on the show that is a secret that I don't think I've talked about, and just that question that we asked this past week, past Wednesday, was, would you rather date your farrier or your veterinarian? You know, like, and we
boy,
got
did that get
so
a ton of responses. There were like 30 people responded to that.
It did, and I got to tell you that, ladies, you chose farrier, and you chose wisely, because I've dated 2 veterinarians, and they're total jerks. So there you go. There's my secret. I've dated 2 of my vets, and I hate them both. They're awful. Date a farrier.
Well, I went through, and I was just taking a look at. I was surprised how open these women were about this particular topic.
I was surprised on how aggressive some of them were.
Yes.
And I wonder if they tell their farriers they're staring at their butt. Like, hey, I'm staring at your butt right now. I mean, there's Facebook pages about farrier butts. It was amazing.
Hey,
I was shocked.
Hey, I have to also, relating back to Wednesday's show, we have to give Dr. Fowle a little thank you for joining us and putting up with our shenanigans, because we were in quite a mood on Wednesday. And he came on to do the serious thing about veterinary stuff at 10 o'clock, and then it went downhill quickly thanks to us. And then we did get an email from his wife who said she was glad to hear he answered things the way he did, because apparently she was listening. So
yeah.
So we
need to come back to Wednesday's show.
And we need to say, I'm sorry to Mrs. Sal. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel bad. Like, we really, Glenn, should pay more attention and try to behave a little better when sponsors are on the show. You know, like.
We're equal opportunity offenders, apparently.
I guess so. I guess so. We just did them sponsor or not, you get the real thing.
We are what we are. You get what you get. Hey, let's do a little bit of news. Boy, Black Caviar is half brothers, not in good shape from what I'm reading.
Oh, I feel so terrible. Isn't that sad? I feel terrible on many aspects of this because
tell us about
Black,
it.
Yeah, Black Caviar's brother, Jimmy, got a spider bite, and so they started treating him with antibiotics. Well, he had a reaction to the antibiotic. He then got diarrhea, and then because of that now he's developed laminitis. So you're looking at a horse, Black Caviar's brother, who reacted to the antibiotic, got diarrhea, they got laminitis, and I feel so horrible. Like, there's like a potential that he might not even live through this. It's like 50-50 whether he's going to survive. He's lost all his racing potential. He can't run a race after this. If he lives through it, we'll be lucky.
Can we add, can we throw in there that he was bought at Oxford?
That's the part I feel almost the worst about, is that this horse may not live. It's Black Caviar's brother, all the potential in racing. And then you realize that this is the horse we talked about on the show that was sold for $5 million. $5 million this spring. And this is what happens to him. You just never know with horses. You just never know.
Boy, that is a huge risk. I mean, we talk about auctions of millions of dollars with their horses, whether they're thoroughbreds or not, it's like the next day these horses could drop dead. Now, I'm sure that he's insured, but still.
I don't know. I don't know if you can insure racehorses because they're racehorses. That's another question for Patty and Dean.
That's a good question, actually. Yeah, write that down.
I'm writing it down.
That's a good question. Actually, because you think they would have just increased Mucho Macho Man's insurance after the Breeders' Cup.
Yes. So I'm curious. I don't think you can insure. But he's not racing yet, so maybe they could insure him. I don't know. But $5 million, and he's brought down by a spider. I mean, they're just trying to get him to survive at this point. I'm sure he'll be a breeding stallion if he lives. But, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy, hang in there, buddy. And I'm sure that the people that own Jimmy are praying as well.
They got weird animals and critters down there in Australia. And Mel will be our friend Mel, who listens to the show every day, will be the first one to tell you that. they got some nasty critters, ones that'll kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know how Australia ended up with all of those, but we have our fair share here in Florida, but I think they have a lot more in Australia. Hey, a couple other things, too. The French are get this, Jamie, you run a boarding stable there, and you do lessons, right? So can you imagine having to charge a value-added tax on your riding lessons and your boarders of 20%?
That would require me to pay taxes on something, so government.
The government in France already charges a 7% tax on all riding schools. And what they want to do is increase it now to 20%. Well, thousands of riding enthusiasts from across the country, hundreds of them on horseback, took over Paris's Bastille Square Monday to say nay to the proposed tax hike on the riding schools. And if you remember your history, isn't Bastille Square the place where the French Revolution started and they came and they killed all of the royalty? That was in Bastille Square, if I remember right. Well, they rode into the square. Several horses wore red caps that have come to symbolize the regional tax revolt, and others were cloaked in banners reading no to the 20% tax as they clopped along human protesters. Beginning next January, France plans to lift that tax to the 20%. Opponents say the tax hike will lead to job cuts, no kidding, and the closure of stables and riding schools. If you have... That is a huge penalty. You know, that really, 20% is a lot to have to charge.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially when all your other taxes, like here in, you know, in most states, sales tax is, what, around 5, 6%. So, but yet you would be exempted from that and have to charge 20% to all of your students, which takes your lesson, you know, and increases a good bit. That adds up. I can see why they're fighting this one.
So I'm curious. Say I charge $10 for a riding lesson, and now they're going to add 20% to that, or I pay a 20% extra of the $10 that I make. I'm confused.
You would have to
like,
charge
what are
your
they
client,
taxing?
You would have to, like every other tax, you would have to charge your client an additional $2.
Oh man.
So $100, yeah, you know, for board, if you think about board, that really adds up. For every $100 in board, you're asking for an extra 20 for tax.
Man.
So you pay $300 in board a month, you're talking $60 a month just for tax. That really adds up. Yeah.
So that's
let's
horrible.
Hope the French revolutionaries on horseback can take over the country again.
I've never said this before, but go French! Come on, Frenchies. Revolt.
That's right. Other news? Well, I have a couple things here if you want to hear them. You know how I got a lot of crap. We just did another episode on this, I forget which show, the driving radio show. We did another episode on the on New York City and how they're trying to put the carriages out. And I don't want to go into that right now. But my point was it's a slippery slope, and then they're going to start going after other horse activities, and it becomes a slippery slope. And I
know
got,
where you're going, yeah.
I got some emails from that and people saying, oh, I own horses, and I don't think they should have carriages there. Well, you wait till they come after your horses and whatever you're doing with them. But anyway, proving that true is one of a number of articles I've seen this holiday season from towns across the country that are now taking their Christmas, you know, little town Christmas parades. Every little town across the country, United States, has them. Well, there are a number of towns now, including this one in Hernando, Mississippi, that have decided that horses are too dangerous. They can't have horses in the parade. Now, keep in mind, some of these parades have been going on for 100 years in these little towns, and they started when there was only horses in the parade. That's all that was in the parade.
Right.
But this
and
particular... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was gonna say, what are they worried about? Are they worried about them spooking? Are they worried about... What are they worried about?
Well, that's the thing. This article really... As I said, there's been a number of articles. This one stood out. Hernando, Mississippi, the Chamber of Commerce who runs the parade, decided horses will be banned after concerns were raised over safety around little ones and the mess the animals leave behind.
Oh.
Now,
oh,
every parade
God.
That I've ever seen with horses in it has little guys with buckets right after the horses, right?
Yes, but who cares?
The Bowl parade has hundreds of horses in it, and they seem to do just fine.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Now, get this. They're also eliminating throwing candy off the floats. Why else would you go to the parade? If you're not going to see horses and you're not going to have candy thrown at you off the floats, why would you go to the parade? So now this is the part that's really going to irk you. In a statement, the chamber said it consulted equine experts before making the decision to ban horses. Now, when I read that, I went, well, I wonder who the equine experts were. Who do you think they consulted?
I don't know, trainers or owners or who
nope.
they consult.
None of those. a horse rescue group in Marshall County that says it supports the decision. The rescue group said it's not realistic to think that you can control a 1,000-pound animal in that environment. You just don't know what's going to spook them.
You can control them. That's what we do.
Take that statement and forget it was a parade. It's not realistic to think you can control a 1,000-pound animal in that environment. You could say that about a dressage ring, a cross-country course, any jumper show. You could say that about anything. So obviously here is an animal, quote-unquote, rescue that they found that doesn't believe you should use horses for any activity except standing in the yard. So that's who they found to consult with.
Don't throw some candy because it might hit the ground, get a little speck of dirt on it or something, and the kid picks it up and puts it in his mouth and then, you know, gets dirt in his mouth. They'll stink.
You could throw a Tootsie Roll and knock some kid's eye out. I mean...
You could put somebody's eye out. You're right. Gosh, what was I thinking, Glenn? Man.
You have kids now. You should be thinking about those things, Jamie.
Oh, geez, my child would never be around dirt or any sort of... Wait, yeah, he is. Like, he lives on a farm. Do you know what I decided to do, Glenn? Decided that I need to cordon
the whole
off
place?
I need to cordon off a part of... Exactly, the whole place. Cordon off an area of my living room. I'm going to get a new little, like, throw carpet... and plenty of baby gates because I'm going to have one spot in my house that is not covered in dog hair for this baby. One spot of dog hair.
Why start now?
Area. Because every time I put him down, he rolls over and he flips back over and I have to put dog hair off his shirt, you know, or out of his mouth. So I've decided, for God's sake, let the child have one dog hairless area to play in. This is how I raise a child. This is how I do it, okay? Please, stop swallowing all the dog hair and dirt. Oh, my God. Well, hey, speaking of taking care of children and trying to protect everything, this is a really cool invention. I don't know. What do you think about it, Glenn? This new invention, it looks like, I don't know if it's ever going to fly. So what has been invented now, it looks like a collar around the neck, but it's almost like a .2 air vest. You become disconnected from your horse or motorcycle. It's an inflatable helmet. They have now invented inflatable helmets that go around your hair. It's like an airbag. It's for cyclists right now. They've started making them for bicyclists. Once you become separated from your bicycle or your motorcycle, this airbag fills up and blows up around your head. What do you think, Glenn?
I watched the video of it because I couldn't quite get around. It looks like a turtleneck collar that just goes around your neck. That's all. There's nothing actually around your head until it explodes. And I watched the video, and it was amazing how quickly it exploded and came. It comes totally up over your head to the point where there's almost a visor in the front of it, and it goes around your neck, and it stops whiplash. I mean, the whole thing is quite extensive when it blows up. But do you know that one of the problems we have, probably still have at horse shows, at events, is at the end of cross country, people forget to disconnect their little cord to their saddle, and they hop off, and the air vest goes. Do you know how many times I would do that with my bike?
Yeah, that's true. Now, do you remember, Glenn, when we were standing there with the creators of the .2 air vest? And we had the air vest on. Now, granted, I wear one every time I run cross country. But I've been fortunate, knock on wood, to not have it go off when, I've dismounted. But do you remember how scared we were right before they pulled the cord to blow us up?
Yes.
I was terrified. I cannot imagine how terrified I would be for this thing to blow up in my face.
Well, the other thing, too, I got to thinking, when I'm not wearing my contacts, I have to wear glasses. And it almost looks like it would just knock your glasses right off your face. Just,
right.
I don't know. It's very bizarre. It's probably very safe, and your head's probably very well protected.
Well, I'm watching the video right now, and the girl in the video is wearing glasses. So I'm curious to see how this goes. I'm halfway through it, and they still haven't blown anybody up. I'm terrified. I would be so scared. I think I'm scared enough of airbags.
Yeah. Yep. You mean in the car? Yeah. I was always.
Yeah.
Because people do get hurt with those. I mean, broken noses and everything else. They do get hurt with those.
I don't know. This is interesting. You're right. It does go very fast, and it blows up in your face very fast, but it looks terrifying.
It does. I thought the same thing. And it is very odd looking. It's very Star Wars when it's actually blown up.
You're right. They look like stormtroopers.
They do. You do. You look like a stormtrooper. I wonder if it comes in colors. The one we're looking at is white. Well, in any case, let's take a break for our commercial. We have a Nutrition Minute from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're coming back with Patty and Dean Reeves, owners of Mucho Macho Man. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Did you know that easy keepers and horses on restricted diets are often at risk for vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Most easy keepers are maintained on hay, and some get a few handfuls of grain a day, and most of these horses get little to no green grass. Diets that don't include significant levels of green grass or recommended amounts of fortified concentrates just don't supply enough vitamins and minerals. Many horse folks don't realize that hay alone, even high-quality green hay, is not an adequate source of many vitamins. For example, when grass is cut and dried for hay, the vitamins quickly lose their potency. 70% of the vitamin E found in grass is lost in the first week after it is cut for hay. One way to ensure that your special needs horse is getting all the vitamins and minerals he needs is to add a vitamin and mineral supplement to his diet. A well-balanced supplement will provide the nutrients your horse requires without adding unwanted calories, starches, and sugars. Microphase, made by Kentucky Performance Products, is a vitamin and trace mineral supplement that bridges the gap in your feeding program. With Microphase, your horse receives adequate and balanced vitamin and mineral nutrition without unwanted calories or other ingredients. The minerals in Microphase have been chelated, a process that protects minerals during digestion and increases their absorption in the intestine. Microphase provides vitamins, such as vitamin E, in a natural form, so your horse receives optimal results from this supplement.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
All set for the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic, and they sent on their way to a good beginning. Game on, Dude broke away nicely. Mucho Macho Man is fast as well. Along the inside, the long shot Merino and Fort Larned in the red colors. Four of them lining up on the lead. Declaration of War, a good spot right behind the leaders, and Painters right there down at the rail. Will Take Charge is only four lengths off the leaders. They've been followed by Plan Tour. Palace Malik is back third last. Being followed then by Flat Out. Flat Out has got to be giving them a good seven length start, and Last Gunfighter's last. Into the turn they go in the classic. The long shot Merino along the inside. Fort Larned keeps the pressure on second. They're going a solid pace, but not crazy out here. Game on, Dude right there, relaxed on the outside as they make it three in a line. Just in behind that, Declaration of War, a good spot at the rail fourth. Now here's Gary Stevens and Mucho Macho Man on the far side. He might have to go four wide, but he's only two off the leaders. Will Take Charge, Plan Tour. Palace Malice on the far side, four off them. Painter is right there at the rail as well. At the back we have Flat Out, and then a big gap of five to Last Gunfighter. Into the turn they go. Fort Larned goes on with it. Merino's had enough. Game on, Dude, and Mucho Macho Man on the far side. Three in a line now. Fort Lauderdale at the rail. Mucho Macho Man on the far side and game on, dude. Mucho Macho Man now takes the lead and kicks for home. Declaration of Wars threatening to run a big one in the green cap. On the outside, Will Take Charges coming home gamely. At the top of the lane, Mucho Macho Man. Palace Malice Will Take Charge for granted. And here comes Declaration of War in the green cap. Mucho Macho Man is full out now. On the outside, I'll Declaration of War Will Take Charge. Mucho Macho Man just keeps on finding on the lead. Will Take Charge a late run. No, it goes Mucho Macho Man. The more they asked, the more he gave. Will Take Charge was right there, as was Declaration of War.
How does that sound, you guys?
Well, goose all over again.
Good morning to Patty and Dean Reeves. You guys, I take a second to just tell you how incredibly excited and proud we are of that special pony of yours, and both of you as well. Congratulations.
Thank you. It is so neat to hear the crowd in the background when those horses start making that turn for home. It is really neat to listen to that.
Could you hear the crowd when you were there, or was the blood pooling in your ears and you could hear nothing?
Yeah, no.
Now, what we heard in the owner's box at the end of the race was Dean yelling to everybody, "Everybody stop. Nobody celebrate. Nobody say a thing. Just wait." Because with the photo finish, it was so loud, and we really didn't know what was happening. And there was a minute there where there was just this panic. We thought we won, but we weren't quite sure. And Dean didn't want anyone to move or say a word until we knew for sure.
Yeah, Dean, I saw you when you were getting the trophy. You're like, "I thought he got us."
I know.
Well, you guys, tell us what that day, Dean, tell us what that day was like.
Well, you know, the day, actually, I was a little more calmer than I usually am, and I just felt like that Macho was really coming into the race in good shape, and I thought we had a good opportunity to win the race. But I knew he would run well. So in these kind of things, you don't, and a lot like Declaration of War and Will Take Charge, I mean, they ran winning races. So I felt pretty good about it, but I still was nervous. And the day went along really well, and we were honored to get the Mont Blanc Award during the day and for Mucho Macho Man, which was really nice. And that kind of got us something going during the middle of the day, and then we sort of eased right on into the race. So it was a fabulous day. We had a lot of family and friends there, so it was just a great experience.
Yeah, it was a huge winner's circle photo. But Patty, as the horses are coming around the turn, what was going through your head?
Well, on the turn for home, I just kept looking at it thinking, he's doing it just like he did in the Awesome Again. Go Gary. You know, I just was watching Gary, and he just had the patience, and he just stayed on the outside, and he was just picking them off one by one by one, and I thought, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it just like the Awesome Again. And, you know, I was just praying that it would have that same outcome, and it did. And we just can't say enough about Gary Stevens. We think he is the perfect fit for this horse, and he rode the perfect ride, and that's what won it for us.
You know, it gives me goosebumps, just the story of Gary Stevens. He's such an awesome guy. To me, he's George Wolfe from Seabiscuit. You know, like,
yeah, he really is.
He totally is. He's such an amazing rider, and it must be such an honor, Dean, to see him on your horse and to do so well with him. How big of a part of your life has he become?
Well, I talked to Gary yesterday and had a great conversation with him just to sort of relive the moment, because in all the things that went on, we never had a chance to really talk after the race. And so it was really neat to kind of talk with Gary and get some insight. But he's always loved Mucho Macho Man, and he was that missing piece of the puzzle. And it looked like when he and Fanny came together that they just jived and really, you know, communicated so well. And he's such a professional, and on top of that, he's just a great guy. I mean, he, you know, and we've been blessed with a lot of great riders on Mucho Macho Man. I mean, we've just been really blessed. But you know, there's great riders out there, and Gary Stevens really fit him well, and you know, it's just a great fit.
I really agree that there couldn't be a better fit, but I was curious to know whether he was a great guy or not. And then I read the story that he donated a lot of his winnings from Mucho Macho Man to a thoroughbred charity.
Really? I didn't know that. I'm not surprised a bit, but I did not know that.
Now, can I ask you, Dean, can I ask you a personal question?
Maybe.
All right. So we're looking at, this is the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic, okay? Now, we're going to not take into account the unbelievable amount of money that you guys have spent, you know, on getting Mucho and keeping him sound and keeping him happy and getting him to this point. So we know that this is not take-home money. We know in the horse world that you have to spend money to make money, and most of us just spend it. We don't even make it. So
right.
My personal question is, of the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic, how did his winnings split apart? Like, how much did you get? How much did the jockey get? How much does Kathy get? Do you mind sharing that with us?
Well, the amount that goes to Mucho Macho Man was $2,750,000. And then out of that, there is a commission, 10% to the jockey and 10% to the trainer. And then there are some other miscellaneous charges out there at the track. And then, of course, you pay your California tax. They go ahead and take that out. And then what's remaining is sent then to the owner.
And then you pay your federal tax and your Georgia tax and your...
Right, right. So
and then,
everybody's getting a piece of the pie.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, I knew that it wasn't all in your pocket. I was just curious how much the jockey gets, the trainer gets, and how much you guys get. And does the breeder, because we've actually talked to Mucho Macho Man's breeder a couple weeks ago, does the breeder get any of the Breeders' Cup races?
Yes, they get a percentage also. I think theirs is the difference in, I think it's $250,000. I guess it's the difference in the 2.75 and the 3 million, because you get 60% of the 5 million, but I think that's what it is. I'd have to look it back up, but that's the breeder gets some, and then of course we pay our groom and exercise rider and handler money for the race, and so you know it's all well deserving. Everybody gets some, and believe me, I'm real pleased with whatever's left. We'll take it, because the experience is worth more than any amount of money that you could ever get.
You guys, Dean, you guys own a Breeders' Cup Classic winner. How does that sit with you? Holy cow.
Every now and then, I just say to myself that I own the world's best horse. So,
yeah, you do.
Hey, Jamie, I have to ask Patty a question. Last night you said you were going to have your fascinator on and your champagne flowing already this morning for the interview. Is that true?
Got it right here. Ching, ching.
It seems
right, Patty.
Jamie, when we first had – actually, we had Patty on first. And Patty, this is a long time ago now, several years ago. We had you on. We were just talking about fashion. We weren't even really talking much about Mucho Macho Man. We talked about what you were going to wear.
And you looked gorgeous, by the way, at the Classic, my friend. You
looked thank you so much. What an incredible day. I mean, being in the winner's circle, and then I tell you, the funniest thing was in the winter, you know, we've won races before, but of course never like this. And in the winner's circle, this woman kept coming up and grabbing my hand and saying, we need to go, we need to go. And, you know, you're kind of like, I want to stay here and enjoy this as long as I can. And usually in a stakes race, the reporter comes up to you in the winner's circle, and they usually Dean and Kathy, and they interview you right there in the winner's circle. So I was thinking, well, surely there's going to be interviews, and this woman, it's Joni Lawrence, she's pulling my hand going, come on, we need to go. And I'm thinking, boy, she's a little pushy. And it turned out she was pulling us to the press conference room, which was this whole other big tent where there's champagne being popped and there's a chandelier and flowers all over the place. And you walk in and they're handing you champagne and they're playing the race over and over again. And then there's this big head table, kind of like a wedding, you know, the head table at a wedding where you have to sit there, and then they have an entire press conference. So where I was thinking it was like you stand there and you get interviewed with one reporter, no, you get at the head table and there's 50 reporters asking questions all at once. So that to me was way, way different than any other race we've won. It was really cool.
That sounds like you won an Oscar, and that's like you had to go to the press corps after winning the Oscar. Is that what, did it kind of feel like you won an Oscar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
No,
how you guys...
Better, actually, the payoff was a little better. they got more than the statue, so that was good.
Thank you for being honest about that, Dean. We were curious. Now, the next question we have is, I just read a story about Black Caviar's half-brother that sold for $5 million at auction, right? And his name is Jimmy, and he is currently fighting for his life because he got bit by a spider. And $5 million, he's never even made it to the track, and he's already got laminitis, and he's a big mess. Is Mucho Macho Man insured? Can we make sure of that?
Yes, he is insured.
We were going to ask about
that.
Do
insure racehorses?
Yeah, yeah. We weren't sure if you could.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few companies out there that insure racehorses. So, yes, he is insured, and... you know, that's just part of the cost of doing business.
His premium just went up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, we had a couple other questions too from listeners that wanted to, if you don't mind, I just have a couple of quick ones that our listeners want to know about. Celeste wanted to know, do the Reeves keep broodmares? If so, how many will they breed to Mucho Macho Man, and how many babies will they keep to race versus sell at auction? Do you guys have broodmares?
We will have, thanks to Finn Green, our racing manager, we've been buying quality fillies for the last 3 years, and those, when they start to retire, will become our brood mares, and eventually will most likely be bred to Mucho Macho Man.
Okay.
Yeah, keep it in the family. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's free. Then the next one. Ute wanted to know, do you have any other up-and-coming stars in the stable right now that may be Derby contenders next year?
We do not have a colt that is two at the moment. We do have a very nice Unbridled Song filly that's two who will probably run her first race within the next 30 days. Her name is Alley Alley Income Free.
Oh, great. Love that.
She was, as always, selected by Finn and Kathy. They do a fabulous job for us on the selection of our horses. We do have three colts that are yearlings down in Ocala. They're at Ocala Stud Farm, and hopefully one of those will be able to fill the big shoes of Mucho Macho Man, but I'm not sure if that can ever be done.
Oh, my gosh. So true. He's just such an amazing, phenomenal horse. And to think that when I saw him at the Derby, I actually said to you, listen, he's beautiful, and he would make a fantastic event horse in the future. So if this whole racing thing doesn't work out, he could be, you know, my next off-the-track thoroughbred project. Now, that offer still stands, just so you know.
Okay, great. Well, I'm telling you, that's good to know. I'll sleep better tonight knowing that.
Yeah, I figured you would. I want you to know I care about you guys, and I'm here to help.
Well, we go way back. I think all the way back to Louisiana, right? Which was early in his 3-year-old career.
Yes. And you know why we picked Mucho Macho Man as our adopted racehorse back then was because we liked his name.
I thought you had such a great eye for horses.
Nope, that was his name.
That's what I said. No, it was the name. You guys do have a very very good way of naming horses. I mean, all your horses have such fantastic names, and that's sometimes not very common in the racehorse world. But, Dean, I've got to ask you, are you going to get on him? He's the best horse in the world. You got to ride him.
I just like to be able to walk up and touch his nose. That's about as close as I get. So, now, Macho will let you every now and then, pat him across the brow and forehead, neck area, and so forth. But I won't be getting up on top of him. I don't need that thrill. The thrill for me was watching him turn for home in the Classic.
Absolutely. So, can you talk about stud at all? Are you gonna? Do you have a place? I mean, I'm sure everybody in the world that owns a thoroughbred breeding farm, especially in Kentucky, is calling you and knocking down your doors. Any prospects?
No news on that at the moment.
Okay. And then my other question is Dubai. Are we going to Dubai? Do we need to pack our bags?
What do I wear?
No news on that either.
I think, Patty, the hats are a little different over there. You're going to have to go a little more conservative, probably.
Yeah. we can't thank you enough. It's been such a treat having you guys on. We really feel, and I speak for Glenn as well because we talked about it on the show, we really feel like we won the Breeders' Cup when he was running for home. And it's just been such an awesome thing to be a part of his. We feel like we're a part of his racing career and a part of his life and a part of your life. And it was like family was there on the TV when we saw you guys.
Well, that's what we wanted. We invited everyone to come along and join us for the ride. And it's been just that. And I feel like on Breeders' Cup Day that the heavens parted and God just rained down his blessings upon us in unbelievable ways. And I'm just so glad that everybody could be a part of it. Pray that we'll continue to be good stewards with everything that's been entrusted to us so that we can move forward and continue with his, whatever happens next with his career. I can assure you it'll be exciting and I can't wait down the road to have babies.
Well, speaking of babies, let's keep our priorities straight. We have to congratulate you on something that's even more important than Mucho Macho Man or any of that money or anything else. You just had another grandbaby last week. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yep. William Dean Reeves IV was born on Monday, and they're going to call
it's
him Liam,
William
but
Mucho?
I think we're going to call him Quattro.
Of course. Like, yeah, seriously. Call him Mucho.
Mucho Quattro.
There you go. There's a name for the next horse, Mucho Quattro. There you go.
Yeah. No, that was a thrill Monday. He's a beautiful boy, and just he and my daughter-in-law Julie are doing great. They're both back at home, and that is truly a blessing right there.
Congratulations, guys.
We really appreciate you still joining us after all this time, and we hope to have you back on again as plans are announced and we move forward to the next step.
Sounds great.
Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Patty and Dean Reeves. And, of course, give out the website, Dean.
The website for it's ReevesTR.com.
Or MuchoMachoMan.com.
Either one.
Of course, Mucho has to have his own webpage. I mean, that's just a given. We're super excited for you guys. The best of luck, and we'll talk to you again, hopefully soon, to announce what's coming up next.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there they are, the proud parents and grandparents, I might say, both right now.
Yes. Now, I hope he didn't mind me asking those questions. I think I might have irritated him a little bit. But I wanted to know how the money split up, and I wanted to know if he's going to ride him. And,
Well, that's not exactly privileged information, actually. That's out there. So, you know, people know that jockeys get 10 and the trainers get 10. And, you know, so it's pretty much out there, and it's published how much the owners get. So I think that Dean's smart enough. He's a good businessman. He wouldn't have answered if he didn't want to. You were fun.
Yeah. Okay, good. I hope I didn't. They're never going to come back on again. It's going to be my fault.
No, it's fine. I think it's fine. You know, they certainly know that we have been supporters from the very beginning of this horse's career. So, and all along the way, even when he wasn't doing so hot, we were there. You know, we kept having him back on and kept pushing Mucho Macho Man on our audience. And I, you know what the really cool part was? Seeing all of our listeners posting on Facebook that they also felt they were part of the family, and that's what we want to accomplish here with this show. They felt that they were part of the family just because of following along with us and their reads.
Right.
You know, how cool is that? That's something
that
really
made,
we were really proud of that as well. So, well, let's go on with the show here. We got really bad ads to get to here in just a minute. I don't know how you follow up the reads. I just have goosebumps talking to them. Well, one of the things that we need to do right now is talk about a sponsor of ours, and that's Rider's Sleeves. Now, I don't think you were on when we talked about these before, Jamie, but this is something you could use in Arizona for sure. They are super stretchy, antimicrobial sleeve that you can wear for any outdoor activity, especially riding. When the Rider's Sleeves materials keep you cooler than other sleeves like you would have on a shirt and things, and you don't have to put on sunblock. So what happens is you're wearing a short sleeve shirt and you're out riding in the summertime and you want to cover your arms with something that's cool, or you put on sunblock or all that kind of stuff. You don't need to do that. You just take these sleeves and put them up over your arm. They cover from the wrist up to your armpit, and they're super cool and they are super thin. Now you can actually get them wet, and if you put them on wet, they will cool you for a longer period of time. Jennifer wore these. Jennifer, you wore them most of the summer, right?
They feel cool, and they help you look cool, too. And that's I need all the help I can get there.
Yeah, for all the people that see us in our neighborhood with nobody, you know, nobody around. But the other thing that you found, too, is they protect you from bugs. Here in Florida, that's a problem when you're riding in the summer, and they provide bug protection as well. And they're really inexpensive. We're talking stocking stuffers here, and they make great gifts for the holidays. Check them out at riderssleeves.com. That's riderssleeves.com. Terrific gifts for the holidays for anybody that has to ride in the heat of the summer. Now, I thought, you know, with all this talk about celebrating, that we would play one of my favorite songs, and it's out of the South as well, by our own Tennessee girl, Templeton Thompson. It's one of my favorite songs from her. It's called Stillhouse Jane, a little different than the other ones she's done, and she actually recorded this at Uncle Chuck's and Uncle Jeanette's Stillhouse, where they actually do make moonshine.
I know you love the way you
Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. And if you want to see a fun video, they made a music video of that particular one. I think it's the best one she's done. Just look up Stillhouse Jane on YouTube, and you'll find it there. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jennifer is in the producer chair today. This show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. For all your supplement needs, go to kppusa.com. I also wanted to remind you that all of the shows are coming out or out this week on the Horse Radio Network. We had a bunch of them come out in the last couple of days, so you want to hop on over to the iPhone or Android app at Horse Radio Network in the App Store, or just head on over to horseradionetwork.com and you'll see all the shows listed there. Well, it's the time of the week everybody waits for and everybody loves.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And Really Bad Ads is brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat. And it is the ultimate horse treat. It's like they should rename it the ultimate horse crack. Stud Muffins horse treats are 100% handmade. They craft each batch with care and devotion to produce the ultimate horse treat for your equine herd, whether you have one or 100. What are you doing with 100 horses? Seriously? Side note. They have been making their treats since 1997. Each treat contains grains such as wheat, oats, barley, and corn. They're fortified with flaxseed and other wholesome ingredients, ensuring they're as healthy as they are enjoyable. Horses literally go crazy for them. They are also great, by the way, and Jet knows this, because they're great for giving pills and other medicines. You just pop it in there. Yeah, and they're like, oh, I'm getting a stud muffin. This is fantastic. And they don't realize that they're getting a pill. So look for the special Christmas items on display at your tack shop or feed store soon, or just search Stud Muffins on Google.
Very good. Well, it is that time when we talk about really bad ads. These are ads that are submitted by our listeners. They get them off of Craigslist usually, or some online place where horses or horse equipment or trailers and that kind of things are sold. And we give out a prize every week. You know, I think we probably give out more prizes between the wheel on Wednesday and really bad ads on Friday than anybody else, because we are literally giving out hundreds of dollars of prizes a week every single week here on the show. So,
and I can't get nothing. I can't win nothing.
Nothing.
It's terrible.
I know. See, you're in that family or friend clause that's
uh-huh.
always there. Yeah, you've always had that problem. You couldn't win anything at the other station either when you worked in Atlanta. So you're just screwed all the way around.
Now, you know what's funny is there's that commercial, you know, the ticket oak or whatever, and the tree, and they give you the tickets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
You've actually seen that commercial. We
I
would
have.
Actually use that on the radio show, because people, no matter what, would always, people that you never talk to would call, hey, how's it going? So, got any extra tickets to the Beyonce concert? You know what I mean? And so I would say, we would make jokes. We were like, well, wait, let me go to my ticket tree and I'll pluck them off for you and I'll hand them to you, because we didn't get tickets either. we're lucky to be invited, you know what I mean? So we didn't get tickets to stuff, and then people would call and want tickets to everything, and of course I don't have tickets. But I love that commercial because it reminds me of the ticket tree joke that we would use, and it still stands true. I don't get any of the stuff on this show. It's total crap.
Jennifer, what are we giving away on today's show?
On today's prize table, the following items that Jamie will not get: from Cantor Lane Design, a poster clip and note cards by Shelley Renee. Cantor Lane Design offers interior design services along with a niche line of home decor items to make your spaces more inspired. Their design style is fresh and eclectic and infused with all things equestrian. From interior barn door hardware to poster prints and gifts for the equestrian, Canter Lane is your source when it comes to interior spaces for the horse lover. And, side note, as Jamie would say, later on in December, Shelly Renee herself is going to be on the show, and we're going to chat a little bit about decorating for the holidays for horse folk.
Oh, cool. Very good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And she unlike most designers, she can help you design on a budget. You don't have to go to New York City or Rodeo Drive. You can just get it horsey and cool.
Good, okay, very good. Going to Rodeo Drive or New York City because I can't afford it. Also, hey, you've got a prize, yeah, from horsegroomingsolutions.com. Go ahead, Jen.
It is a grooming tote jam-packed with products valued at over $100. It's a season's worth of grooming products, let me tell you. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the horse grooming solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Good deal.
All right, the first ad. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say these, when Glenn reads the first ad here, it is not sent in by the person we, I'm sorry, it is sent in by the person we name. It is not written by the person we name. We still get emails about that, and we are not calling out these people. They've submitted it. There you go.
That's correct. We're not, we never use the names of the people who wrote the ad. Nor do we call them up live on the air, but that might change because I still want to do that.
I do too.
Uta sent the first one in. Horse for sale, $1,000 in Hartville. I don't know where that is. We have for sale a beautiful bay mare. Was told she is between 5 to 7 years old, but don't know for sure. She stands over 17 hands. She is large and in charge. She is very green and bossy. She don't like her ears touched much. You can sit on her, but you can't be heavy or she will buck your ass off. She is running with other horses right now. I think it's a stud. Not sure.
What?
Yeah, that one threw me too. She is running with another horse right now. I think it's a stud. Not sure. Lady, you just take a peek under. You'll be able to tell real quick.
I don't get it. Like, okay, you've got a beautiful bay mare for
beautiful
sale. Don't know how old she is. Don't know how tall she is. We don't know if she's broke. She doesn't like her ears touched. We do know that. And she may be pregnant. But we don't know. We don't know nothing.
She obviously doesn't know. Either she keeps it at a friend's house or she doesn't know much about her horses because she doesn't even know that the other one that she owns is a stud or not. So
that's really sad. That is really sad. That's a really good ad. Good job. All right. Beth sent in the next one, American Sadley Company Sadley, $500. I have a really, how would you say that, Glenn? S-A-D-L-E.
Sadley sounds good, and I'm always amazed at how many Sadleys are actually for sale.
There is, and how many times they say Sadley. Because I have a really nice Sadley made by the American Sadley Company. Its name on it says Cisse, the American model 1535. It's a trail master, has tons of hand leather tooling, all in good shape. No punctuation. I've had it for 18 years, but it's been under a blanket in a tack room for 15 years. Appraised. Wow. I had it Appy raised at Horsetown for $800. They don't make this one anymore. I'm asking $500, but I'm Nego Kayable. May take trades. I like things that go bang, like things with a motor I can ride. And I ID trade for good game fowl. That's a new one. I'll trade it for something that goes bang or for a chicken. Or something I can shoot.
There is so much wrong with this ad. But I like, first of all, let's start with the saddle is 18 to 15. The saddle's like 32 years old. And if it was sitting under a blanket in the tack room for 15 years, can you imagine the dry rot that this thing has? Can you imagine?
Dry rotten mold and milk. Gross.
And then he says, I'm assuming this is a guy. And then he says, I like things that go bang, like things with a motor. Personally, I don't like my motorized things to go bang. That's never good.
No.
Never good.
That's called backfiring.
Yeah, that's never
that's
good.
Not good.
That's a horrible
and
ad.
Then, that's a horrible ad. And you trade it for good game fowl. That's like, what is that, a duck? I can shoot? Like,
I don't know.
Release the pigeon.
Alive or dead, doesn't really say.
Bang! Oh, my God.
That was a very good job, Beth. That was a good find.
That's good.
Janelle sent the following one in. 6-year-old quarter horse pony mix, $350 in somewhere in North Carolina. Sassy is a 5-year-old quarter horse pony mix. I paid $2,000 for her 2 years ago. She was started on barrels, and I bought her for a trail horse. While she does good in a round pen and by herself, I do not have the time to give her that she deserves. She is a great horse, but just needs a bit of work. She is great with dogs and goats, etc., but does not get along with other horses. And I am needing to downsize. So she is the one that needs to go. She stands still while saddling, and the previous own says she loads great, but I myself do not know, as I personally never loaded her. Please email me with any questions.
Wow, so, she's good with dogs and goats.
Yeah, she's
but
great with
it.
Dogs and goats, so don't put her out with other horses. And she's good in a round pen. Now, it doesn't exactly say what she's good at in the round pen. It could be, you know, wandering around and pooping. It could actually being worked, but I have my doubts on that. This is an unbroke 5-year-old that she paid $2,000 for and is now willing to take $350.
Oh, my God. That's a lot less.
Would you put that in an ad? If you were writing this ad, would you put what you paid for it if you were going to then take 10 times less for it?
You Isn't know this like, is a bad pony. Or they're just bad owners. You know,
big
that's
red
probably
flag go up about that one. Yeah, big red flag.
All right, I think that the next one deserves a prize just for the title alone. The title of this ad, it's a really bad ad, and it's really spelled poorly. But when I saw the title of this, I knew I had to click on it because the title is 8 Years Gelding Kids. 8 Years Gelding Kids. 8 Years Gelding Kids.
I just got it.
You, my friend, have a problem. You just got it? I had to click on that. 8 Years Gelding Kids. I've been gelding kids for 8 years. I don't know what that means, but it's really sad. I'm going to go with goats. Kids as goats. All right, here's the ad. He is sound, genteel, 5-year-olds ride him. He loads clips. Shoes has been roped off, starting heading on him. He is pappered, and he is Nisei Su lead horse. For more info, call. Thank you. I'm not calling that guy. I am not calling that guy.
I advise anybody with little boys not to visit this guy because you never know how they're going to come out.
Don't call that guy. He's got a problem. 8 Years Gelding Kids. That's the title of your ad. Did you think anybody called? I want to call the guy and just be like, has anybody called you? Because I don't think they should.
And who submitted that one, Jamie?
I found that one, Glenn. That's Phoenix for you. That's my area.
AQHA Mare for sale and trade, $1,500 sent in by Charlotte. Oh, that's a new name. I don't remember that name, that one. So welcome, Charlotte. We're glad you did. AQHA Mare for sale and trade, $1,500 in Barton, Vermont. We don't get too many from New England. Have a nice 2003 AQHA registered smoky black mare for sale or possible trade. About 15 hands. No bad Okay, here we go. No bad habits or vices. Sound,
Bye.
Healthy, nice bloodlines, and NN. N/N.
That's a quarter horse thing. That means it doesn't have the disease.
Oh, okay, got it. Has been used as a brood mare, so have no idea if she was ever broke or not. Because obviously we can't try and ride our brood mares. Super good mom, easy breeder, good in electric fence, middle of the herd pecking order. Sire is buckskin damned palomino. Open can offer reduced breeding to either chestnut or palomino AQHA stallion for 2014. Payments considered with deposit and contract trades or partial trades. Also considered for good quality hay or tack. A beef critter with no horns. Delivered firewood or sawdust. Would consider a couple of nice minis as the one we have with Light Company his own size, but at least one of them would have to be broke to drive. Papers nice but not needed. More info, picks, pedigree upon request, series inquiries only.
Wow. Take this mare, please. Somebody get her out of here. I love that they say that she has no bad habits or vices, but she's not broke. So you have no idea whether she has bad habits because you've never ridden her.
Right. And I love the fact that they can't ride the broodmare because obviously nobody ever does that. That's not allowed.
Oh, God, no. No, you can't do that. This one is super expensive. Paint horse. Lorelei sent this one in. Paint horse in Lincoln for $20. I have a paint horse stallion for sale. Let me just start out by saying castrated. He is a blue
roan. Oh, wait a minute. You wait till you get to the end of this ad.
Oh, good. He is a blue roan Robicano. What's a Robicano? Google that. His name is Mr. Craftsman. He has 16 hands, very gentle with children. Of course, because he's a stallion. He has 16 hands, very gentle with children, can lead without a halter or lead, 8 years old, broke for reining and bucking.
Say that again.
He is broke for reining and bucking. He's a rodeo horse, has won me lots in the bucking bronc competitions. He is also fully trained in reining, but he must be lunged before you get on him with a saddle or you will get bucked off. Oh, my God. He lets my four-month-old crawl all over him. He will even lay down so she can. He is bomb-proof. He will not spook at anything. We take him ponying on trail rides, and he loves it. Mr. loves water. I think Mr. also has potential as a cutter. He's very cowy and will run cows if they are by his pasture fence. He has 12 foals on the ground, and 3 of them are colts. He throws loud, solid colors. How can you have a loud, solid color? He's a loud bay. He's up for stud, lease, or sale. The only reason for sale is he has potential in other things other than reining and bucking, but that's all we want him for. We think someone will really be able to work him with cows or even pleasure and give him a great home. Will not sell as a breeder. He is a show horse. Stud fee, $2,000. Sale, $20,000. Or lease, $400 a month.
Somebody, what was the $20 in the beginning? I want it for $20.
I don't know. There's something really wrong with this person who lets a four-month-old crawl all over a bucking bronc stallion. Are you kidding me?
This is the first ad that we've ever had where bucking was a good thing in the ad. The first one we've ever had.
Maybe some rodeo person is smarter than me, but I didn't think that you could have a bucking bronc stallion also be a riding horse. Like, I thought they were just for bucking. Like, I didn't know that you could do reining, too, but apparently you have to lunge him because it would get bucked off if you put this. I don't know. I don't get it. And then you say you're not going to sell him as a breeder, but his stud fee is $2,000.
Yes. Yes. Right. Exactly. Oh, by the way, Arabicano is also called white ticking. It's a horse coat color characterized by the roaning in a specific pattern. It's white hairs, and it goes on and on and on. It's some kind of roan color, basically. Just didn't want to know that, did you?
I really wish that they did not let I'm still stuck on the four-month-old crawling all over the bucking bronco.
Can you
bronco
imagine
stallion.
Your baby putting him on
no!
a 16-hand bucking bronco?
Do you know that the lie about this is I have learned milestones with babies, and four-month-olds can't crawl. They don't start crawling till about 6 months, so you're lying. This ad is bad.
That was a really bad ad. And again, it's Lorelai, you sent the first one in where that we ever found where bucking was a really good thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember that one. She's going to win something. Cow Chasers. Beautiful gated buckskin mare sent in by Cow Chasers. Now, this one, I have a beautiful buckskin Missouri Foxtrotter mare. Her name is Coco, and she is about 10 to 12 years old and 14.3 hands. She is well broke, except for standing still long enough for me to get on and off. I have to get on from a high point, as I can't lift my leg high enough to get in the stirrup. I have a messed up back and hips. I love riding her when I can, but I just can't get on fast enough before she is gone. And I don't have time to train her for that. I have only ridden her around here in the woods. I have lots of woods behind my house, and she is great. Let me first say, they do sell a thing called a mounting block. Just saying. You can get it.
And train your damn horse. Get a stud muffin. Hold the stud muffin out. They will stand totally still until you get on, and then you give them the stud muffin. It's really not that hard to teach a horse to stand still. Trust me. It's like putting all my horses, you have to put the token in the machine to get the ride, okay? That's how we are at Flyover Farm.
That's a great analogy. I like the next text. She moves on out, too. You know what that means, right? I would like to do an equal trade for Oh, here we go. Okay. So here we have the horse that does not stand still to get on, and she moves on out too, which means she's pretty much uncontrollable, right? And this is what she'd like to trade for. I would like to do an equal trade for a well-broke MFT or Pasifino and might consider a Tennessee Walker, a horse that is under 15 hands and not over 12 years old and stands to be mounted anywhere from anything. I don't want something that is fast, get up and go type, but I do not want one that is a deadhead either. Just enjoyable riding through the timber and on trails. One that will get along with my minis, too. Doesn't matter if it's a mare or gelding. I don't ride often because of my disability, but I don't want something that has to be refreshed every month either. If they are well broke, they don't need refreshing. So if you don't ride for several months at a time, I ride in a Western saddle, a Western Australian saddle. They are very comfortable, and they're good for any horse's back.
What?
She wants to trade her crappy one for a perfect one is what it comes down to. The typical, I have my unbroke, unrideable horse, and I want your perfect one that gets along with my minis and will not do anything wrong ever.
And, but the only reason that she's selling this horse is because, according to her, it won't stand still long enough for her to get on. But what I don't understand, I mean, let's just say that she's lying. You know, obviously this is a wild, crazy, she can't ride it kind of horse. However, at the very end, why the hell did she talk about her saddle? I'm looking for this type of horse. I would like to trade for this. I ride with a Western Australian saddle. They're very comfortable and good for any horse's back.
Where did that come from? Maybe she sells Western or Australian saddles. It's sort of like the sales pitch there at the end.
Yeah, exactly. And you can contact me about selling an Australian saddle. Just email me. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's you're going to the next one. This is the first two.
Oh, no. James sent in the next one, Baby Cocktail, $30 in Orlando. I like my cocktails big, not baby. Baby Cocktail. Selling my beautiful baby cocktail, $30 each. Come soon and take your pick. Plenty to choose from. Please call Lisa. I'm assuming this is a cockatiel.
You think if you owned a lot of cockatiels, you'd know how to spell it, you know?
And it's not a typo if you write it down a couple different times the same way.
Baby cocktails, $30. Those are expensive cocktails. I haven't been to a restaurant yet where I've had to pay $30 for a baby cocktail.
That's top shelf scotch right there.
That is true. That's the good stuff. The next is Beth Ann sent this one in, and it's our horse trailer of the week. Never fails. Oh, it's in Florida, too. Florida is well represented today. Two horse trailers, $750. Ah, once again, over the limit. Two horse trailer, surface rough, but paint will make it new.
No, it won't. Paint does not make rust go away. It just covers it up.
This
you
is
are
your
wrong,
typical...
my friend.
Once again, we have your typical two-horse, round-nosed trailer that we see almost every week. Once again, the ad has it pictured in grass that is up to the top of the tires, so I have no idea whether they're fat or not, or flat or not. And once again, you realize, because the grass is up to the top of the tires, that this thing has not been moved in years. So take your chances on this baby. And by the way, do not offer more than $400, because that is our limit for crappy trailers here on Really Bad Ads. Well over at $750.
Just don't buy this. Just don't. Don't offer any money. You couldn't
Jennifer
pay me to take it.
Jennifer will post it. Thanks to Beth Ann sending it in. Jennifer will post it on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning.
It's beautiful. It's multicolored and colored like rust. The next one was sent in by me because, again, Phoenix is such a fantastic place to find really bad ads. Riding lessons. This one's for riding lessons. And this person clearly is an expert by what I'm going to tell you. Riding lessons, $25. Can you click on it? Here's the ad. We won third place in open trail competition at Horse Lovers Park in Scottsdale on May 18th and can teach you to ride. Beginners to intermediate. Kids and adults welcome. Hold up. You're teaching lessons because you got third place in an open trail competition, and that qualifies you.
Why
didn't
only...
you say you got first place? Who's going to check? I won, which sounds better. I got third place in an open trail. I got first place. An open trail. Which one would you rather ride with? I'd rather ride with the person who won. And my God, it's open trail. Seriously? Lessons start at $25 an hour with the fifth lesson free for regular weekly standing appointment riders. We also have special rates and programs for little kids under 8 years old and for kids and parents taking lessons together. Lessons can include trail rides once you're comfortable with riding, and special group rates are available. Horse boarding is also available. I got the yellow ribbon in the open trail competition. Dear God.
Well, you know, if they had gotten the blue, it probably would have been $30 an hour. So you're getting a bargain here at $25.
It is quite a deal. It is quite a bargain.
And the fifth
one's
place, free.
Yeah, for only if you come every week.
Yeah, don't miss a week because then you don't get your free one, apparently. It goes away.
Exactly.
Hey, we only have time for one more, and I'm going to do Debbie's because I think it's funny and short. Debbie Kanicki, that's a great name, Kanicki. This is a short ad, and I have no idea what it's about. Upstate New York Grasshopper. I have an upstate New York Grasshopper for sale. I am not asking any specific price. Either best offer or first person to offer a snake.
What?
I have no idea. What is a New York grasshopper? Is it really talking about a grasshopper? I have no idea.
I have no idea. I'm Googling upstate New York grasshopper.
Yeah, what do you get?
The first thing that came up is Grasshopper NYC, and it's a game. I don't know what kind of game. It's not anything. It's nothing. It's ungoogleable. So there you go.
Maybe upstate New York grasshoppers are very rare. Like that painting we saw the other day that went for $140 million that I posted on Facebook and nobody said they would buy for 10 cents. So maybe it's like that. Maybe this is like going to be at Sotheby's very soon, the upstate New York grasshopper, selling for big bucks.
I would actually call on that if the number was here, but Debbie did not add the phone number. So anyway, if we didn't get to your ad, we'll do it again next week. We totally ran out of time. What do you think, Glenn, about the prizes?
We have Canter Lane Design, a poster print, and of course Lorelei has to win one of these things. And then we have the Horse Grooming Solutions valued at over $100. So your choice there, but I think Lorelei has to win something. Remind people what ad that was.
Her ad, Lorelei's ad, was the paint horse stallion with the four-month-old crawling all over. They lays down and he bucks, and he's a reigning champion, and he bucks you off, and it's just a just a god-awful ad. Just
Horse Grooming Solutions for Lorelei, because that one, we got a lot of mileage out of that one. So that's horsegroomingsolutions.com. Yes. Thank them. So Lorelei, you get the package of over $100 in grooming products. And then we have
Canterlane Designs needs to go to Beth, because she had the saddle that was under a blanket in a tack room for 15 years and it appraised for $800, but they were letting it go for $500, and that's Calhoun, Georgia, baby. You know how much mold is on something in Georgia with all the humidity? Oh, my God, that's an awful thing. Anyway,
very good.
Canterlane Designs.
Good. Congratulations to both of them. We really appreciate the companies that sponsor the prizes every Friday as well. That's it for this week, everybody. We will be back here on Monday with another show for you. We're looking forward to talking to you then. Have a terrific weekend. Jamie, have anything horsey planned?
Oh, just continuing to torture my horse by shoving medicine down his throat every day, twice a day. He hates me. Thank God.
I'm sure he's loving
muffins.
You. Yeah. He hasn't run away yet. He hasn't jumped the fence and headed over to the donkeys next door.
If he could, he would. He hates me. He hates me. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, Spay, Neuter, and Geld, and hopefully you have a good weekend with your pony, Glenn.
I will. Drive around this weekend. Wait for my car to come in.
Go clean your spadle. That's what you can do.
Yeah,
yes.
Clean your spadle, baby. Your sadly.
Your sadly, sadle, whatever.